Hi guys, Katie Jane Whitlock here from Life Unplugged. This is another incredible story about a boob. Enjoy. Hi there guys. So, another boob story, but it's a good one. And one of those moments in your life you're just so pleased that something magical like that could happen. As you know, that I love CrossFit. And my best mate asked me to join. In fact, that's how I became best mates with her. I knew her from school and she asked me to join. And that was 3 years ago. And since then, I've made some amazing friends. Lifelong friends. There's a little threesome of ours where we just like, you know, we hang out, we go to the gym, we hang out, we do some funny, silly stuff. Yeah, you know, it's just what we do, right? So when we first met one of our mates, I hadn't known her that long, we'd suggested to go around my best mate's house for some food. My best mate and me and this other girl, we didn't want to drink that night, so we just were completely sober, and we thought, you know, we're going to have some fun games, right? So we had some food, and then we realised, and you should do this if now we're going to have some time where we're at home, where if you shake your head to side to side, particularly if you relax your mouth muscles, and you do it on slow motion, it's very funny. I mean, really effective. When you're actually filming it, it looks a little bit stupid. But when you watch it back on slow motion, it's astonishing and very funny. And this entertained us for about an hour and a half, right? We thought it was great. Now, my friend and the new friend to the group, we thought this is, you know, she has very large boobs. I know a lot of people with large boobs, not me, sadly. But she has massive boobs, like the boobs that you want to, you know, hold your head in for a while. You know, they feel good. You feel safe in them. That's often what we do at the gym. So she... We thought what we'll do is we'll slow-mo her jumping up and down. She had a top on, you know, it's safe, great. So we filmed her. And she jumped up and down and we slow-moed it. And me and my best mate were sitting in front of her on the sofa and she was kind of eye height, you know, jumping up and down. We thought this is great fun. So she's jumping up and down. And we film it and we watch it back on, you know, sitting on the floor as you do, rolling around laughing, go, this is great, look at her boobs go up and down on the top. You know, simple things, simple pleasures, right? So then she goes, I know what I'll do. Because we did it one way. Why don't I do it like, so, you know, let's do it another way. Let me kind of move them around in a different way. Yeah, great idea. So me and my best mate sit down. We go to film it. And as we were filming it, obviously with cameras, we were holding it slightly lower. So we're actually looking at her while we were holding the camera, right? So we were looking at her mainly and just holding the camera. And as she's jumping, she suddenly loses one of her boobs. And when I say large, I mean the sort of boob that you have to hold like a baby, right? So not only does she jump up and down and we see her boob come out, just one, she has to catch it, right? We've seen now a new friend to the group, her boob, it's come out. We've looked shocked as this thing comes out. She's grabbed it. She's pulled it back towards her. You know, do you want us to see the actual nipple? Because it's always more embarrassing if someone sees the nipple, isn't it? Or the edge. It doesn't really matter about all round it. But if they see the nipple and the areoli, they are embarrassed, right? So she pulls it back towards her. And we are hysterical. We are on the floor. We are crying. We're crawling around the floor like teenagers, despite the fact that we're all over the age of 30. And our poor new friend, who we obviously knew at this point was magical, was so embarrassed, but also laughing, still holding her boob-sized baby. Boob-sized baby. Sorry, that's amazing. Baby-sized boob. That's better. So now at this point, she's sitting on the floor, still holding it, because she's almost too embarrassed to even look us in the eyes. And we're thinking, this is so funny. And she's going, God, I can't believe you've seen my boob. I can't believe it. I've only known you for a few months. You've seen my boob. And usually I wouldn't show you my boob at this sort of time. And we were just, you know, because me and my best mate, this is the sort of thing that bonds us, you know. We love this stuff. So we were like, you listen, you know, that's it. We're going to be best mates with you forever. That's done. Anyway, she managed to get the boob back into the bra and we were still laughing at it. And then we started having a little chat about how coincidental it was that it popped out and how funny it was. And, you know, talking over about how amazing it was that she had to actually physically catch it. And then there was some silence. And me and my best mate looked at each other for a split second knowing the same thing. We've got this on slow motion. Right? Not only have we seen live boob coming out of bra, we have got it on slow motion. We haven't got it on slow motion, however, our friend has. And now this is a tough moment, because we are now going to have to persuade our friend to show us her slow motion boob appearing from her bra. Wasn't easy, but we did say to her, listen, this is going to be the funniest day of our lives. And after about 1 second, we managed to persuade her to show us. And we huddled on the floor with the sofa behind us, almost so excited about what we were going to see. And we never realised just how amazing it was. So we play it. And it starts off a bit fast. And it goes... And you can see it rising and rising and rising. You're seeing the edge at this point. You're seeing the edge. And then you're seeing a bit of nipple. And then it comes out completely slow motion into the air. And she catches it and pulls it back in. This was by far one of the funniest things I had ever seen. And we must have spent about an hour watching it back and watching it back and watching it back. Just the funniest thing we've ever seen. The one thing I will say is we have never been allowed to have access to that video for good reason, because we would have shown everyone. So instead, we just tell the story. I thank you and good night.